Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm excited about having good friend Joe Knight back on the show. Joe is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, and his company is called Business Literacy Institute. That's one of his companies. His consulting company. He also has a manufacturing company. So he makes a payroll every Friday, just like you and me. And that's the reason why when Joe talks to us, we listen. Joe Knight, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Hey, one of the things that you and I have found as business owners, I haven't asked you, but I know you found this, as all business owners have found, is that in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had to learn how to be those of us. If you have survived the last few years, the Great Recession, so to speak, and this long journey into a recovery, you've learned how to be creative, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And
now more than ever.
Yeah, and being creative is not just not being innovative with products and services; it's being creative with the relationships, the business relationships that you have, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Talk to us about some of the things that you've seen and that you've been able to accomplish.
Well, you know, Jim, in my manufacturing company, we actually have a tremendous opportunity this year that's pretty rare to double the size of our business.
Wow.
And, of course, that means doubling employment.
Right.
But you know what else it means? It means doubling your credit line. It means figuring out a way to cash flow all the work that we have to do in our little manufacturing company.
And the risk.
And take on a whole lot of risk.
It might be doubling your business, but it might be tripling your risk.
I think in this case that's probably accurate.
Well, because you got the customers have expectations. You got your financial folks who have expectations. You got your stakeholders who have expectations. Your internal stakeholders. So that's triple. You know, you've got risk with all three of those.
Yeah, and we all know that when you grow a business, and those of you who are listening, when you grow a business like that, you're guaranteed to have cash flow issues.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Automatic.
Growing means cash. So so anyway, Jim, what we learned, you know, we work with a lot of big customers. We're a small manufacturer with a lot of big customers, and what we learned is as we get into these contracts with these big customers, you know, they're the big player, and they're the one that wants to take you out to 60 days or 90 days payment and all that kind of stuff. And pretty soon you realize they need the stuff you're making for them. And if you have cash flow problems and if you can't get that credit line, which is pretty difficult right now, sometimes you can go to those big customers and with the right kind of message say, you know what, I need you guys to fund this project for me.
Hmm.
And we've gotten some help that way.
Be a little more specific. Can you be a little more specific? So you had a customer who had a demand for you. That's good news. Okay, congratulations, you've got more business. But instead of them saying, okay, let us know when they're ready for delivery, and you go off and you find another financial partner, you said, hey, I want you to step up and be part of our financial structure.
Right, Jim. In my industry, we build automation equipment, build big machines that are used to manufacture product. I like to say we build machines that help us keep manufacturing in the United States rather than overseas.
Like conveyors and things like that.
Exactly, conveyors and tooling and all that kind of stuff. Well, these guys needed some big machines, and we developed some very nice machines. They needed several more of them, and we told them, you know what, it's traditional to pay some money up front. And we said, to grow this much and to get this to work with the banking system tight like it is and everything else,
yep,
we're going to need more money down, and we're going to need you guys to help us finance this. We'd love to provide your equipment. And you know what? They listened. In this environment, that you know, the big companies are struggling too. There's not as many people that supply what we supply
as
in the past. And so... You know, you got to remember that even though these guys are big and they like to act like they have the big stick and they're going to beat you up, when it comes right down to it, if you're providing something they really need and want, they're the deep pockets sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work out deals and make it work for your business and also for the the customer.
Well, and you know, I learned that years ago, a couple of decades ago, with my consulting customers, my consulting clients. When I had my consulting company, Joe, I asked them for, you know, for deposits. If they had a project they wanted me to work on, you know, I knew I was going to be front loading a lot of work into this project to get it off the ground before I could build them and before they would pay me. And I asked them for a down payment, for a deposit. And you know what? I never got turned down because of the way I explained it to them, just like you just
Right. If you present it right. And you know, the funny thing, Jim, is if you don't ask, they're not going
to
offer
That's exactly right. But but you got to do some things in order to make it happen. You got to set it up right. You also have to have you have to have the credibility to start with. And we come back, we're going to get Joe to help us to learn how to and establish ourselves a little bit better so we can ask for these kinds of get these kind of financial partnerships going. 20 till the hour, Joe Knight is our guest. He's the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.